Blog Talk Radio.
Shannon, hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and Scanning the Frequencies.
Yes, you are online. Bert, oh no, but first today on the show, you know, I want to talk about Scott Greenwald dying.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Because
Scott Greenwald,
he was such a great, funny, real, cool person. You know what I mean? He just was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was a real person. He was real.
Yes, he was. Yep. And,
a lot of people
are
fake, but he was genuine as the day is long.
Yep, totally. And
so
funny
thank you,
shit.
Lisa. A great
all
guy.
Right, and yep, he's over there on the other side. Say hi to Frank, you know?
Yeah.
That you right? Yep.
Yeah, that's Scott Greenwald, in case y'all were wondering. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, tell us a little bit about Scott.
Scott's just cool as shit. I just look, my opinion when I met him, I know he worked with Ghost Adventures, and I know that he went around to all the places, but when I met him, he's just really cool. I forget what event, which was in the beginning, but you know what I mean? He was really cool, and he's real.
Right.
And that was the best thing about him, and it's sad to lose him, you know?
It really is.
But I paid attention to his message before a few weeks back ago on TikTok when he talked about
back in August.
Quitting smoking.
Yeah.
To chain smoking because of what was going on with his health.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I showed that to Danielle, actually. We watched it right before I left the house. Yeah. She didn't know who he was, but I had to explain it. He was a very funny person. He's the one who came up with the pair of horror shirts and everything.
I know.
And that's the thing. I'm struggling to remember.
Oh, no, that's okay, David. You can't remember everything.
But I did watch a couple of the videos that he had. He was in the hospital, and it was, back in August?
Yeah.
One, he was talking about, you know, having to quit smoking, blah, blah, blah. And then the second one was about his blood sugar being 800.
Yeah, it was very bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
So,
I worry about 104.
From late
August
to now.
No, then he had another video. Where he said he felt better and he went to surgery. And
that's what I
He was walking around. He was
walking
out of the hospital.
Out of
he
here,
looked
right,
good.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, it sucks.
Is that what they call sundowners? Where you get
that?
This burst of energy when you're not doing too well, but your body gives you like this one last burst of energy. I just think it was him
being
happy about the potential of getting past it, and he was amazing. And also I want to say a prayer. We've been at the hospice twice the past 3 days. Danielle's dad he's still trying to hang on, but he's in rough shape, and if I could get positive energy and prayers, whatever, however you hang, you know, we'd appreciate that. And I may have to come back for bereavement, but if I do, you know, it's fine. But it's been been losing a lot of great people lately, and rest in peace.
I know.
Scott.
Too many.
Scotty.
Fly free.
We've lost a lot of people, and I was happy that something that made my day yesterday, Lisa, you posted about, is it Marky Ramone?
Oh, Marky, what I posted.
Yeah, he's going back out. He's doing.
I know.
He's coming back. I mean, he's the only Ramon left. And
yeah, he has
that
been.
Kinda,
he's been all
has
over
he?
The place. Yeah.
Really?
All
I
over
didn't
the place.
Know he
yeah,
was still back.
Mostly like in the UK and all that, but.
Yeah, shout out to the Ramones. But
Ramones,
we've lost all of them except Marky.
I know.
It makes me happy that one of them's still going.
Marky is one of the coolest people I ever got a chance to meet. Those Ramones, all of them, they were real.
Yeah. Yep. Back in the day when you'd miss the bus and had to hang out in the studio.
No, because we missed the bus. You can't. Yeah. All right. So things like that. Yeah. Well, I was in New York. Okay. You had to get to Port Authority. before that last bus went out to Jersey. All right, so it was like we did miss the bus for real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Double times. And then we also, the people in Blimpies down on next to Port Authority in New York, me and Annie, if we missed the bus, we knew it was safe to go in Blimpies over there till the morning bus came. Yeah, it was
okay.
Very cool. Yep. Yes, it was cool.
Yeah, people watched out for you in them days, didn't they?
It was great, actually, really. Yeah, we were in New York all the time in the city. So, you know what I mean? Yeah, we'd have to walk down 42nd Street over there to get back to, back in the day, it was bad. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez, now we all sound old.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, it was 15-year-old kids jumping on the bus and going to New York. It wasn't far, so, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, really, and going to the city for the day.
Yeah, I mean, distance-wise, it wouldn't have been that bad for you. It's just a matter of the way transportation was running.
Yep.
It's a good thing that there were, you know, people like the Ramones that were hanging out there that you got to know.
Yep.
Who were the two guys that you were telling me about in the deli that
had Taha Ayet and Humdi that owned Blimpies. Yes.
Oh, okay. It was at the Blimpies, yeah.
Yeah, they were Egyptian. They were so phenomenal. They believed us, let us sit at the table and everything in the place until the morning time. Yep. I still remember their name. It was the people on Blimpies in New York City. They would let me and Annie, my friend Annie, we missed that bus. We went in there. We were safe.
Oh, nice.
All right. So that was the best thing. Yep. But I don't know. This thing with Scott really got me. It kind of set me back. And don't mind the noise. Jaden, everybody's here. Hold on. Just that. Hold on. They're all giggling in the kitchen. All
right, I got a lot of background noise right now, too. So.
Yep.
It's getting dark.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dude. It's been, like, black for me for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, probably because you got all them clouds, too. But there's a little light.
He's all the way up there.
Oh, that's right. You're tipped over all of us up into Canada,
It's freaking Maine. So, yeah, by this time of year, up here, 6:30, it's done.
I got a message from the weather that there might be aurora borealis activity in our regions tonight.
Yep. Oh, we're having solar storms all day. We're going to go crazy. I'm telling you.
I haven't seen the aurora since I ran up to Canada back in 2008.
You know,
they said we might have them.
I've been here for a long time now, and I have yet to see the aurora. Even when it's clear and they say, okay, look this direction in the night sky and you can see it, and I go outside and I'm looking and I don't see nothing.
Then get your camera. It will. Yeah.
I don't feel special.
No. It will. I said, get your camera. It will pick it up. Yeah, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
All right,
wow.
Camera.
Listen, it got quiet in here.
Oh, they're plotting.
Oh, no.
Jade's in the kitchen cooking, and it got quiet. So
yep,
they're plotting something.
Yeah. Yep. Nah.
Jay's in the bank.
No
idea. Yeah. Lisa's had
a busy
few days there with the MMRBQ.
Oh, my God. That was a shout out to WMMR, the best radio fucking station in the entire world. For real. I mean, it's been 50 plus years that they've been on it.
Right. And how many bands have they actually started out playing that actually made it big after MMR started playing the music? Like
a lot.
Huh. Shinedown?
Yeah. That was so great. That was fantastic. When watching Shinedown, oh my God, I had to cry all through Shinedown. Is that fair? I cried. Wait a minute. Aaron Jones comes out. All right. Blood in the water,
right.
I know I'm gonna cry. I'm already preparing to cry. And I'm like, so you start playing it, right? As soon as here comes the chills, I was like, oh, shit. And I cried through the entire song. And then I cried. Shinedown, I cried. happy tears, not sad tears. You know
oh,
what
definitely.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
I cried. I sang while I was crying. And shout. It was good. Very good.
And Billy Idol. Billy
oh
Idol kicking
God.
Out all
Baby.
Those old. What about
Fabian.
Flesh for Fantasy?
Fabian, Billy Idol still can kick ass on stage.
Yeah, Rebel Yell.
Oh, yeah, he did it. Yep. He did
In the midnight it. Hour.
He's on
Momo. Momo.
I didn't realize I still knew all the words to the song.
Yeah.
Until, you know that?
Yeah.
Until
hey, didn't he? Yeah, he did a... he did Change, right? Change?
No, that was Deftones. Wait.
No, the
Change?
Original one. Yeah,
oh.
Change. Oh, that's David Bowie.
No, that
yeah,
was
that's
Bowie.
Yep, that's David. Yep.
I just shouted it. Actually, I used to get them mixed up really
yeah.
bad when I was a kid.
I want, yeah, it's easy.
Little kid, I did.
Yep, that was easy.
I don't know
I mean, like,
why either. Why would someone get them mixed up? There? But David Bowie... Oh, man. I got to see him many years ago. I love David
oh,
Bowie.
Oh, I
my
wish
fav-
I did.
My favorite song by him is Modern Love.
Oh, that's a great song. Yep.
Yeah, I love
yep.
that song.
Yeah.
That's great. And
when
then there's the Labyrinth. You know, he was in Labyrinth.
That was great. I love that movie. Yep.
That was it.
Yeah,
yeah.
When he was...
The Goblin
song,
King.
His
Goblin
song
King.
About Magic Pants.
Who's the babe?
Yeah, the babe with the power.
Yeah,
and then he started
yeah.
singing about his pants. Magic
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, I know, right.
Magic pants. Magic
yep.
pants.
Oh, my God.
But Billy Idol, he made some really good music, too. I just don't remember a lot of his stuff. Did,
well,
anyway, who did?
Yeah.
See, Lisa did, she had a live video during Billy Idol, and it was while
the
he was playing, Flesh for Fantasy.
Yep.
Oh, yes,
one of the,
I remember that.
It was one that people seem to forget about with him, but that was a damn
but,
good song.
But yet every fucking bunny knew the words to the entire song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I swear
fantasy,
to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the name. I just like, okay, that was David Bowie. No, it was David Idol. No, it was Billy Bowie. What
Billy.
The fuck?
Billy Bowie.
Billy. But
no,
they,
it was David Servin.
No,
was
no, no.
Lisa Terrio, she sang it. Hell, I can't remember. Lisa Terrio sang it. Yeah.
Vixen 77 was
nope.
first on, and they were an
right.
all-girl punk rock band, right?
Oh, okay.
But when all-woman punk rock band, and they rocked, and they're from Philly. They're local. They were very
nice.
Cool. Yep.
Very cool.
They were, and then Tiger Club. You got, baby, you got to listen to Tiger Club. I'm not
okay.
kidding. You're gonna
yeah,
really, really
good.
Like them. You're gonna really, really like them. I went all
They're
the
great. Oh, wait, that's okay.
No,
oh,
this,
the Tony the Tiger Cub.
That's Tony talking about his kids. They're great.
But they're really good. It was fun. Yeah, I stood up for fucking 12 hours straight.
Well, but they weren't as fun as an Evel Knievel stunt cycle.
Who?
Well, it depends. If you got to swinging around your rye bread.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
WMMR actually gave away loaves of rye bread. And listen to them.
Those guys.
Yeah, they were, a lot of the people who got hold of those loaves of rye bread were using it as an autograph tool so they could get the bags of the loaves of bread signed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, what they could have done, they could have, like, after the show, hopefully they gave it to the homeless. That would have been cool.
Shit. Mikey got one. He got one for
oh.
me. All right, but then he forgot it on the chair.
Oh, no.
Yes, when we left the inside of the building.
Yeah.
Yep.
I did
but
that
somebody
with
else
the phone
took it.
One time. I got halfway to the grocery
oh,
store and
fuck.
Like, oh, I got to call. Oh, wait, I don't have my phone. I got to call
oh.
Lisa, and I don't
oh,
have
my
phone. If it wasn't for you, I would have may have went to Knoxville without the damn thing because I had.
Holy shit!
So
oh
that was
God.
like 6
Wait,
months ago.
You
I
don't
remember.
Have your phone?
Yeah. No, I've got my phone now, but 6 months ago, 6 months ago, I'd left it in a hurry getting out the door because I was running
yep.
a little late, And I got to thinking halfway to the grocery store, well, I better get ready to call Lee. And that, oh, shit, where's my phone?
Yep.
And then I'm thinking, oh, good gurgling. It's at the house.
Great.
Oh,
googling, moogling.
Good gurgly God. I left the thing sitting on the chair. Hey, hey, you know what's cool and all? This is, I see pumpkins everywhere around me. Where we live, they start celebrating Halloween as soon as you can. As soon as you can blink the word September, it's getting very festive. I know it's got
to
be getting festive in Pennsylvania because I used to run Pennsylvania, and I would see all the beautiful houses lit up with their little candle lights in their windows. I'll tell you a really cool place in Pennsylvania. That's Hershey. Hershey,
oh,
where
yeah,
they make where the chocolate. Shout out to Hershey.
Yep.
I would love to go there one more time before I die, but in the fall. They got pumpkin. They got these little things almost at every street corner with little pumpkins and hay.
Yes, they do.
You know, the little hay, bales and the pumpkins and the...
Right,
they
right.
really, really do. I know, you can think about it. Why would Hershey love Halloween? Let's see.
Because
why
they
would
make
it be
all the chocolates that we eat.
Exactly. And here's my dumb ass back in 2010 trying to figure it out. I'm like, oh, you stupid motherfucker, it's a chocolate company.
Oh my
it's a
God.
Chocolate town. It's like Willy Wonka, man. You know, Mayberry.
The actual Willy Wonka. It's the actual Willy Wonka of
yes.
the whole thing.
And
it is.
I tell you
uh-huh.
where I'd love to go. I saw the other day that Sleepy Hollow Paracon is firing
up. Dude, I know.
Oh my God, Tarrytown is so far away from me, though. It's
I know.
Too far.
It ain't too far here,
but it's. Not for you, but it's
yeah.
well, Dawn might get to go. Dawn's not that far
yeah, right.
from it.
No, she's further than me.
Huh?
Yeah, I think.
Well, no,
she's
South
Jersey.
She's in Williamstown, right over by Bordenton?
Yeah.
Bordentown?
Yeah.
Now, 295 and all that?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
yeah, you would have to. Yeah, you'd have to take 78 over to New York and hit 95.
Well, I would have to. I could just probably
yeah.
cut the car.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, Dawn, I'm Dawn
Poconos.
She's
and go that
not
way.
Exactly up by New York. She's down there in Bordentown.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Which
yep.
has a history of its own, too. I hear it's got some interesting stories.
New Jersey's fucking haunted.
Oh, Freehold
oh, my, I know that shit. I lived in Field on the house
Bridge.
On Main Street. I mean, on,
yeah.
wait, what street was it?
Woodbridge,
yeah,
that's another one.
That's where the house with the bird was. Woodbridge.
Yeah, Woodbridge
uh-huh.
is another one. Crazy,
yep.
crazy. I'll go through New Jersey. I'll be waiting at a shipper. I'm like, God, let's feel all this stuff around me.
It's crazy.
Know?
We used to go to the cemetery when I was a kid. So I don't know, about 13, 14, you know. We go over mm-hmm. and show them the cemetery looking for ghosts. Well, I was like 13 years old, and these fucking cemeteries were haunted. I mean, like, we used to drive around my sister. She was older, and she'd take, we'd, like, hang around waiting to see ghosts.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, even
oh,
all the
yeah.
way back then.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the way back. I remember the old mental health place in Galesburg when my mom was working there. Most of the facility was closed. They were only using parts of it for the patients. But I would wander around through the empty wings, and I'm not supposed to be in there, and you can still hear, I mean, even then, you can still hear all the footsteps everywhere.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, Galesburg, is that the one near Peoria?
It's probably 45 miles away from Peoria, yeah.
You know, there may be a chance for me to give you a shout-out, because this time of the year, we are often sent to Peoria, then to St. Louis.
Peoria and St. Louis, yeah.
Yeah, Peoria and then down to St. Louis. And sometimes
yep.
we just go out of Milwaukee, hit 55, and run it all the way down to St. Louis.
Right,
57
right.
or 55.
Oh.
It just depends on which route they're going to send us. I like shout out to Mount Vernon.
Oh, yeah, Mount Vernon's okay.
It's a really nice place. I used to pick up a Colonial Tire there, the giant plant there in Mount
right,
Vernon.
Right.
And there's Marion, Illinois. That's got a nice little truck stop and some really nice food in it.
I thought they had updated the old truck stop right there outside of Woodhull.
Oh, I used to go to that one. I used to go there.
Yeah,
Woodhull was one of my stops many years ago, and they had baked chicken like you wouldn't believe. It's so good.
That's where I spent the first 8 years or so, about 8 years of my life there. That's where I first started to grow up.
Okay.
And then, you know, family crap happened, and then it was Galesburg.
Okay, yeah, they're over. Yeah, Woodhull is a place I have been. I was there one time when a tornado wannabe come through there. and it was blowing everything around, and I just kind of hunkered down and woke up, and it was gone.
A tornado wannabe? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they happen all the time. They start the rotation, and they just go right back up, and everything just turns around.
Yep.
Yeah, Illinois is known for the attempted funnel cloud formation.
Yeah.
The cloud starts swirling. You know, the damn thing starts reaching its little finger down there, and it gets maybe, you know, 100 feet off the ground.
Yeah,
says,
I'm just like,
no,
the ground's too hot. I don't want to.
Like, ha, psych. Nope, going back here, and then, you know, you hear like 3 hours later somewhere else.
Lisa, you lose a couple of billboards and a stop sign, and it just says, fuck y'all, I don't want to do it.
Right?
That's what it, no, I'm being serious. That's what it does.
No, but they're touching down in Jersey. They're touching down in Pennsylvania. And what the fuck is this? Is not fucking Kansas, okay?
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
And
this,
here,
this,
yeah.
No,
yeah, I've heard
no.
about one Kansas tornado in about 20 years.
Right?
I haven't heard about them anymore.
Maine's still dealing with the after effects of Lee, tropical storm, hurricane, whatever he was.
I was going to ask you about that. Did y'all see anything?
I had high wind, but that's about it. Lost power a couple times Saturday night.
And assuming I hit way
because,
up there.
Yeah. And today I got
There's
rain.
There's another one. It's going to the UK.
Oh, wow.
I looked at it. It's like, this is not fucking normal at all. Huh? And that's what's going to
And then Blog Talk Lady says, we don't talk about that on the show.
Yeah, we can't talk about that on
the show. That's my home country.
Well, if Blog Talk Radio woman doesn't watch out, we're going to send the Norristown Chicken on the next hurricane.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah. I need to do some more Norristown shit, man. I'm sorry.
I try to keep a watch on everything, like, and between storms, earthquakes, I'm seeing, like, 6.3 earthquakes here in Japan and 6.0 in Colombia and something like that. And then this volcano's erupting, that volcano's erupting, this fucking hurricane hit California. Remember?
Right.
A little bit ago.
Yeah.
Okay, Southern California.
And in the middle of the hurricane, they got hit with
a tornado.
Earthquake.
I mean, an earthquake, yeah.
Yeah, earthquake, mid hurricane. And then they had the tornado watches afterwards.
Yes. Okay. No. That's crazy, all right?
I mean, it's freaking California.
We didn't get no fucking snow here last year at all, okay? I moved to Pennsylvania because I liked the snow. Originally, because so much snow, I love snow, all right? And it was all there when I got here, and slowly, year by year, it just vanished.
Right.
You know?
Last winter, absolutely none.
Nothing. Only one.
Not for you.
That we froze to death for like 5 days. All right. Like it went below zero. It like
right.
Human. But then that was it. It never went below freezing.
We got January Maine weather.
Yeah, right.
For like a whole week. Maine gets, they're cold up there, man.
Not really.
Well, the part I was in, maybe it's just the year and the part I was in.
But that's up by Canada. It's got to be colder.
Yeah.
Not really.
But he's up. What is the name of the town you're in again?
It's colder here than in Jersey.
Avon, okay.
Avon, yeah. No, I mean, generally, we don't really get sub-zero temps up here.
Huh.
Maybe for a rough week or so, it might drop below zero. But on average, you know, 20 to 30 over the winter.
That's pretty cool, actually.
And then,
wow.
Of course, you know, I mean, I remember the
But it's Maine. Maine has a lot of snow.
Yeah, that's that's where the main issue comes in, is, you know, snow. When I remember one year after they'd done the all winter long, well, all winter long they were plowing, and I could have stepped off my deck onto the top of the snow pile from plowing as it was done.
Oh, shit.
My deck is 12 feet off the ground.
Nice.
I was like, I had that in the Poconos. I was so happy in that. It got a lot of snow when I was there, and the dogs loved it, too. Yep. Yep. Honest to God. Hey,
so something we didn't get a chance to chat about last show.
What?
Hell House.
Oh, I love it.
The Hell House. We talked a little about it, and we got off.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We kind of got to talking about everything else, but yeah.
I tell you what, I loved it, and I was.
It was a success, from what I gathered.
It was a great event. It was like to see people all laughing and together, and one, you know what I mean, and nobody sitting in a corner like a little clique or anything. You know, just saying. All right, and okay, really, everybody loved each other. There was good music playing. It had a really good vibe about the whole thing. And
which
that's
is
what
the
we
way
do.
All of them need to – that's what all Paracons need to have.
Yep.
So
the people, the like-minded type of people who are just not, like, clicky. You know what I'm saying? And,
you had a
my
chance.
My shit's better than your shit. And
they don't have that. I'm going to eat. I'm going to burn your eyes out looking at you stare.
Right.
So you had a chance to do a walkthrough of Hell House before everything got really underway.
Oh, my God. I love my clown. And
yeah,
my
I loved your little video, by the way. The girl and the clown.
Yep. And everybody, they're so cool, though. I mean, I really put my poor Jade. She's out there right now. I did all that, and I would send her dings because Jade, Hell House scared the shit out of Jade. When she saw the movie,
right.
Jade, how long ago did you see Hell House? What? The beginning of the year she saw it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No. Wait, was it the end of last summer? Okay. All right,
no, she saw it last year, I remember.
Yeah, I know. All right, so I don't know. But, yeah, that's what I thought. But still, and so I made the clown wave to him. You know, I said, got on the ground and held the clown's hand.
Yeah, Danielle and I laugh at our daughter, Courtney. She's got clownophobia or whatever the technical term is.
So does Jade.
There is a clownphobia, and there's a term for it. My daughter, Courtney.
I don't remember what it is.
She doesn't like them. We'll send her Pennywise, and she's like, not today, Satan.
Zach has a fear of clowns.
Yeah.
Does he? Oh.
Which,
Zach
Bagans.
Bagans.
I know.
So it made no sense to me other than, you know.
What would happen to use
male terminology. To use male terminology, he nutted up. And he went to the clown motel to do an investigation.
He did not.
He did.
Yeah, he actually did. And it's funny.
And
as shit.
Believe it or
almost
not,
as funny
believe
as
it or
dog.
Not, there was a full size clown sitting there in a chair.
Oh yeah, and it moved.
And at one point, the hand came off of that clown's lap.
That was funny, man. And I thought Aaron might be punking him.
That's what
Aaron
I thought at
loves
first.
To punk him, you know.
Yeah, but
Aaron
no,
loves to punk
Aaron wasn't even with him there, was he?
I don't remember.
Nick had gone to some other location.
Wait, somebody was filming him.
Yeah, but it was Billy or Jay.
Yeah, but somebody was filming him. He wasn't alone.
No, it was a static camera.
No. What he means is they split the team into two.
Yeah.
Different
it was,
teams.
All he had was a static night vision camera.
I got confused for a minute.
Yeah, he had a static night camera vision filming the inside of the hotel in that clown area. Billy was out in the cemetery, the graveyard, right next to the clown motel. Aaron and the other guy were somewhere in another city doing an investigation. So it was just apparently Zach in that room with those clowns.
Yeah, where is that? Because I know I've seen it when I saw
Nevada.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right.
All right.
Yeah.
I know I saw it when I crossed over the country back in the day, like in the 90s. You know that?
Danielle was watching Island of the Dolls today with them dolls.
Oh, right.
You know,
the
movie?
Doll Island. And Zach was terrified of that when he went to the actual one.
Yeah, he can't stand dolls either.
Wait,
yeah. No, somebody got to really prank him. You know, he'll be walking in the location and there comes a clown. It just seems like
Oh,
I'm so sorry, but it would be funny.
Yeah,
look,
I mean,
I look at me. I'm the mom who sends her daughter the pictures of clowns with me, especially the Hell House clown. Okay, that clown really got her. Okay, and you know
right.
what I mean, because she's already. But yet, the kid's favorite movie, when she was a kid, when she was young. With Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, yeah, that one.
That was swore up on my daughter. She wouldn't. She said, y'all turn that crap off.
My God.
When she was like 13, she said, turn that garbage off, Mom.
Yep, oh, my God.
She was just, Danielle just starts laughing and snickering. And
like, they don't, I love horror, like, masking people. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, I really, they don't scare me. So, but it's
well,
fun.
You know,
I think
they,
it's so super cool.
Do you remember, y'all, I bet y'all do. Do y'all remember when they had those people that were dressing up like clowns and walking around intimidating?
Yeah.
You know why that stopped, right? Or at least I believe I know why it did.
I don't have an idea.
That clown dude done that crap to some dude's wife.
John Wayne Gacy?
No. There was these clown people creepily walking around.
They're
creepy.
Yeah,
the cops would get called on them, and then, you know, they would, like, kind of pace them. Well, one of them did that shit. I think it might have even been in New Jersey, but I can't remember exactly where. I got to look it up. But that clown creeped out this guy's wife who was kind of walking around and following her. So he got him and his three brothers, and they went out there and beat the dog shit out of this guy.
Left
him for dead. I mean, almost killed him.
Well, that ain't good.
And they sent a message letting them know, anyone else in this town wants to play, we're all game. We're all baseball.
Yeah,
we got our bats, and we're ready to play.
Wait a minute. They discriminated against clowns.
Yes, that's clown discrimination.
No, I think it's poetic justice.
What if he just actually identified as a clown?
No, what if he was
I don't know. He identified as getting his fucking ribs cracked.
But what if he didn't mean any harm?
And his
nose
broke.
Doing it to, like, what if he was doing it for, like, TikTok or something?
Right.
No, this was
pre-TikTok. No, I think at the time there was no TikTok.
It would have been Twitter, if anything.
Oh, yeah,
maybe,
or Instagram.
Maybe no, it would have been YouTube, right, David?
Yep.
That would have been more.
It might have
been
the first phase of the YouTube war. Like Mixer or something on Microsoft, because that was a starting streaming kind of platform.
Yep.
That's been about 13 years ago, I guess.
I know YouTube would have, they have clowns.
You can find, I'll tell you what's great, though. If you go on YouTube, there's this group in Brazil that punks people, and they got this elevator. And it's called the Elevator del Fantasma.
Uh-huh.
And they got a hidden panel in this elevator. And what they do is it's been rigged up for the lights to flash. And this little girl that looks all ragged and from another time, she crawls out when the lights go out in the elevator. She crawls out of the panel and puts the panel back real slightly so they can't hear her come in and out. And then when they turn the lights on, she's just standing there staring at them.
Oh, my God.
And it is hilarious as fuck, man.
Shit.
And these people are screaming, and then the lights go off, and then she crawls back into the panel.
Don't you love, I like pranks like that.
So
I really
funny.
Do.
I
think it's
too.
Fun.
There's one where they're rolling a gurney with a dude in it, right? And they're rolling the gurney in, and they're asking them to hold the elevator, right, in this hospital.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You might have seen this one. It was more, it was kind of everywhere. But they roll in there, and it's the same people. And they got one of their videos and put it on Facebook or TikTok. And it's got this couple of the people dressed up like doctors, and there's a dude under the gurney, and they're telling him in Spanish that they got to get him to the morgue or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And they get in the elevator, And then the lights start flickering and everything, and he starts raising up right before the doors open. They go screaming and running out of there as soon as the doors open.
Yep, yep. There's a lot of that.
And he's all green and shit. It's funny.
Did you have your investigation yet, Fabian?
Oh, yeah, I meant to talk about that. Damn, I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, we went to the Rocky Mount State Historic Site.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Time, and we believe we made contact with Governor Blount.
Oh, wow.
Who,
cool.
And one of the employees, and I asked her if I could tell everyone about what happened. She was crying and going the fuck off on them. I had the flashlight in there. And
right.
We established that it was Governor Blount. And he's been aggravating one of the employees there.
Oh,
so
shit.
One of the employees, and actually I've got footage, I asked her if we could show it, and I'll show all that later. But the girl was crying and going off on him for what he's been doing to her when she's alone on the property.
Wow.
Like
oh,
touching,
wow.
You know, trying to touch her hair
yep.
and everything. So she was telling him she wouldn't have none of it. By the way, she was asking the flashlight, and God is my witness, and the video will show it. The flashlight's responding to her, letting her know that it's him.
Okay.
And, also, I had a light, you know, those little light balls.
Oh, yeah, one
of
those cat balls?
Yeah, one of them really old chairs in there. And me and the director was sitting. He was on the stairs, and I was standing there. And we were asking him to come through and everything. And then the light went off on the chair. Something touched the ball. And
oh, wow.
We weren't nowhere near the chair. It just went off. And I'm like, okay, I think we've established that this is Governor Blount, the first governor of that territory there in
right.
Tennessee, that before it became the state of Tennessee. And, yeah, we had that's what happened. We had some really great activity up in that house, but we also had activity with the dowsing rods in what was known as that was the kitchen area. Yeah, that was the kitchen. We went to the kitchen area, and we got dowsing rod activity. We had a bat flying in on us. It was great.
Oh, that's always
yeah.
fucking
oh,
fun.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then
yep.
Danielle's
Pennhurst was like that.
And I'm like,
oh,
Danielle, you're used to this stuff now. Danny's like, yeah, I'm fine. But this bat kept flying in there because we had one light on the table up. But I was getting energy hits in there. There's no electricity in there. In my K2, I was holding it. And there was a cold vortex next to me. And I had him stand next to me. And Stuart did the filming for us. He also, we got some really great evidence. I just got to get around to processing it.
Oh,
and
cool.
we did have, it was actually the Blount house, the original house on the property.
Right,
from
okay.
The 1820s, it's the one that had the most activity. We definitely got activity. I didn't get to go upstairs because the activity was keeping me. And we also did dowsing rods on the bottom floor. And we also did dowsing rods in the room adjacent to the main room.
Right, okay. Wait, did we lose him?
I don't know, but I'll know in a second because he'll call back. Yeah, I think we did.
I think we did.
Yes, we did. Cousin Fabian. Call back.
Analysis. BJ
oh,
was
oh,
asking
no,
questions,
didn't.
And the rods were crossing
oh, wow,
and opening. We established cross for yes, open for
okay.
no. And yeah.
Yep.
And, oh, there's so much. There's just so much that happened.
That's
it was
actually
very
cool,
fun.
Though.
Very, but, yeah, we got yeah, we definitely got activity. And we got captures of evidence coming up. And it's a wonderful place. It's very old. They said that
oh, wow.
they loved us being there. Actually, they got me. They had a whole room full of people there. And he asked me, Matt Sorge, shout out to Matt Sorge of SRS Paranormal, asked me if I'd come up and explain my story. So I
oh,
told him,
cool.
and I hadn't done that since I was a soccer coach.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I got up there, but I took speech and development and listening back in college. So I remembered how to do it, looked above everybody's head and started telling the story, looking
yep.
left and right. And made eye contact with them, two or three people in the front. And I had the camera. They were all looking at the camera. They were all interested in the Walter, and I told them that's what it was called, the Walter Infinity. And the Walter Infinity, I've got to go.
I love
I've got to go through. Stuart was using it. And we ran a little late, so everybody had to go their separate ways. But
right.
I've got to look and see what Stuart caught.
Oh,
okay.
But he said he caught something. But I just can't remember if it was in the kitchen area, if it was in... I know he caught something in that main area where we were having the conference. We were doing introductions and everybody was talking. So, yeah, it was fantastic. It was wonderful. Met new people and met some amazing new friends. And we're going to try to get... They already said we're going to line up. Hopefully we can do Chester Inn, the oldest inn in Tennessee. Right next to us over in Jonesboro where my daughters grew up and where we lived before we bought the house.
Shit. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
1780.
That's right. That's when those days.
1780.
You know.
I think I may have spoke ahead of my skis. I'm not so sure that it's the oldest town. I just know that Jonesboro is the oldest town in Tennessee.
Yep.
Right.
And
okay.
It wouldn't surprise me that being the inn that was built there, maybe someone built an inn somewhere else. But as far as Tennessee goes, I know for a fact that Jonesboro is the oldest town in the entire state of Tennessee.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So the inn that was built there, I'm taking a shot. But regardless, the Chester Inn is gorgeous.
Hey, Fabian, did you ever go to the proprietary house in Perth Amboy?
No, but I vaguely heard about it.
Yeah, I grew up when I was a kid. We used to sit there and wait and watch for ghosts walk by in the windows.
Is that the one? Is that near St. Mary's Cemetery?
It was St. Peter's. Yep.
St. Peter's.
Peter's. The really haunted motherfucking cemetery.
Is that like a reformatory? Is that a reformatory house?
No, that was the first royal governor's mansion.
Oh, never mind. That's not the same one.
Then the Continentals came in. It was the hub of everything.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Cool.
So, yeah, it goes back to pre-Rev War. Yep.
No,
and the cemetery. Yep, the cemetery.
What was it called? The Proprietary House?
Proprietary House.
I was thinking of
a Reformatory House.
No, it's not.
There's a Catholic Reformatory school.
Oh.
There.
Yeah, wait, is that there in Staten Island? By Staten Island, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been 1977. I can't remember.
Oh, shit, wait. In Jersey? Yeah.
It was the
gin shelter up on a mountain, the Catholic
thing.
Yep.
That's the one, and I was told when I was a kid that's the one that got weird shit going on.
Wait, and it was in Marlboro? Would have been at that time? I don't know. Is that where it was?
Well, Perth Amboy is all I remember.
Well, Perth, then that's a different place.
Okay.
I'm thinking, it's still, basically, they probably put, I don't know. Now you got me. You talk about
Well, that's when Perth. That's when Bill, that's when Thomas was working offshore there, so I don't
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. I'm wondering which.
I was a kid. I didn't know much about it. I was learning about all that. I had already been about a year, maybe a few months out from the Pierce experience.
Yep. Yeah.
One thing I do remember... I do remember that little bit of time we were at the White House there in Perth Amboy, that there was something trying to get my attention. I wasn't having it. I was still reeling from the Pierce House.
Perth Amboy is extremely haunted.
We went back because we were still living there. We were just up there for business for my brother. He worked for Phillips 66. I think we talked about that.
Yep, Perth Amboy, Woodbridge, all that
area.
Yeah, that's really really is haunted. You could see anything in every given fucking time. Seriously.
Well, when you think about New Jersey, it's the most populous state in the United States. People don't realize that. Per capita, per square mile, there's more people in New Jersey than any other state. It's the most populous. And
they're starting to move here.
There.
They're starting to move to Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, I'm going to tell you something. I got to run every single inch of that place. I'm not kidding either. Our business, when I was in truckload, I was running the commissaries in Pennsylvania, and that took me to a lot of places in Pennsylvania, running the groceries when I drove a refrigerated tractor trailer. So our company had a big contract with all the major cities of Pennsylvania. So I was in Erie. I was in Pittsburgh.
Harrisburg,
I was in
Reading.
Reading is a great I spent Thanksgiving in 2007 in Reading.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful place. It's snowing and Thanksgiving. And
it's really cool. Wow. It's got a lot of buildings. I mean, like, we were just over there a little bit ago.
Altoona. I was in Altoona. Used to pick up at a candy factory in Altoona.
Yes.
A chocolate factory
Pittsburgh.
There in Altoona.
Pittsburgh,
all
that's
over
right up
Pittsburgh
there.
And Meadowview and
how about
Beaver, Monaca. I actually got EPPs in Monaca. We heard them.
Shit, yes, I remember.
Washington, Pennsylvania, 84, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. How about
all
Erie?
Over.
Have you ever been to
Monongahela River to Harrisburg?
Did you ever go to Erie?
Yes. Yeah, and also went up to Painesville, Ohio, right across.
You could see everything. You're there.
Erie's
like,
beautiful.
And then you got
Jersey,
see the lake. You got New York, you got Canada. It's all visible at that Lake Erie. You know that, right?
Right.
The land. Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's looking. It's wicked.
Yeah, it's foggy as shit up there, too, in the fall, because you're right by Lake Erie, and, you know, you look at it. I've been to Buffalo and Lake Erie, and you're running 90 up through there, and then Cleveland, all the way down to Cleveland. Then you go up to Painesville, Ohio.
Yep.
And then you run, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous on that lake. You're looking out across the lake, and it's so mysterious. I used to try to, when I was on my ridge there, I would try to see if I'd see any ghost ships.
Those are in Michigan.
Border.
Lake Superior never gives up for dead.
I mean, two states in Canada.
I ran the hell out of Michigan, too.
Uh-huh.
Port Huron is one of my favorite places in Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan's got its own fair share of ghost ships. And
we ought to talk about the ghost ships on one of our episodes. I think it'd be really cool. And I'm late doing the Paris Sanctum podcast.
Lake Michigan or Lake Superior where we lost the Edmund Fitzgerald?
I thought that was in Michigan. That would be Superior, and it never gives up her dead. And I'm thinking it was out of Wisconsin, out by Whitefish Bay or something. I don't know. Maybe I know she's come out of Wisconsin with 26,000 tons of ore, and that the song goes on to talk about that.
Which, by the way, Gordon Lightfoot, he took the history of that wreck, and he put all the historical fact into that song and made it a freaking hit.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going by, because I knew that he actually is correct. He's spot on. I love the bell chiming 29 times. That's really cool. For each person that died.
Yep.
You know, the bell, they pulled the bell
right.
up and it rang 29 times. That's actually on video.
Oh, wow.
They got the bell chiming 29 times.
Oh, wow.
On video when they pulled it up. I think it was 1995 that they found another bell and it was chiming. I'm not sure if that was where they brought it back up to make a monument out of it.
Like the Liberty Bell?
It started ringing.
Yeah.
How did the Liberty Bell get cracked?
I don't fucking know.
I think that was the explosives that Ichabod Crane used because it was cursed. Never mind, that was in the show.
No, that was a TV show. Well, but I think, I don't know if it was dropped or hit with something. You know what I mean?
Oh,
okay. But like, it got fucked up somehow. Yep. Okay, so there.
Okay. Now I got to do an intro. Lisa does history. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, Lisa, how many candles do they have in the fucking tower?
I'm picturing
for Benedict Donald.
Look, I'm picturing this big Liberty Bell in the back of a wagon bouncing the fuck around.
Yep.
Maybe it did fall.
All right.
Wasn't that on Schoolhouse Rock? I think it might have.
Oh, my God. Was it?
I think they were hauling the Liberty Bell in like a station wagon or something on Schoolhouse Rock.
Horse and buggy.
Impala.
God. That would be funny.
I had a 70 Impala. It is a 3-speed on the column. It's great.
My God.
3 on the tree. Great little old car.
Mine was
283 in it, if I remember right.
Oh, wow. Mine was a 74 Dodge Charger.
Oh, they're great cars.
My
first
car.
You had a 318 in that bitch, didn't you?
Yeah, I drove until it died. It was almost
318.
Like on its way out.
Great
but, yep. Yep.
Yes, an old 318. Those were. I had a Plant 6, Plymouth Reliant, and I also had a 72 Dodge Dart puke green.
Oh,
with
you
a
had
Plant
a Dodge
6
Dart.
In it. Yes, I did.
Oh, shit.
I had two of them. I had a Dodge Dart, and I had a Dodge Dart Swinger that had a 360, and they would eat your lunch.
Oh, my God, really?
And it was three-speed Hurst shifter. That
oh
sucker
my
had
God.
Positive track. It would light you up, man. I was Big Billy Badass in them days with my Dodge
oh
white,
my
black and white Dodge Charger, draped up, jacked up in the rear end with air shots.
Oh, yeah, my Camaro had air shots. I made sure of that. Yeah, that, yep. Yep.
Camaro.
Mikey's new car. Wait, Mikey's new old car. He's got the 1999.
The Pimp Mobile?
Black. Yeah, no, listen. 1999. Okay. Lincoln Continental Town
right.
car.
Right, yeah.
With sunroof. And I'm like, I'm laughing because he was in New Jersey at the barbecue. We were leaving to go back. He's like, oh, my God, Mom, look, a car just like mine. All right? And then 2 weeks later, the other parking lady goes, look, Mom, another car just like mine. And I said, yep, exactly. Because it's well-known. It was funny, though. But it was funny.
Jersey.
He's got air shocks. It's got air shocks in it.
No, speaking of Jersey, yep. Bon Jovi is getting back together with
I
Richie.
Know. Richie, it'll be.
Yeah, I sent
Chico,
you a link.
Yep, the only person there would be missing would be John Such. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
And Bon Jovi's coming back. And they're going to fire it up again. And I thought that was brilliant.
I'm glad Richie.
Laura
got
back. Yeah. That's pretty
no,
cool,
really.
Man.
I really am. I am, totally.
Well, they've been at odds for years, you know.
I know.
They've had their
never
problems.
Been.
Yeah,
yep, well,
and I did link that. I posted on Scanning and Frequencies on Facebook for all you Facebook
yep.
people. Come
yes.
and like us and
yes,
come
please.
Like Scanning the Frequencies on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. And come and love us.
Do. You know?
Do that. Go, Tiger. Do that.
They're showing by so fast.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, go. Yeah, do that. Who that? Who
do
that?
Do that. Go, Tiger. Do that.
Yep. Who that? Go, McGadget, go.
Oh, go, Gadget. Wait. No, is it? Go, wait, no.
Go, Gadget.
Go, Gadget. I forget the rest of it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
The other
yeah.
One?
I don't remember a lot of Inspector Gadget stuff.
Go, Gadget.
I remember, here he comes. Here comes Speed Racer.
Yeah, Speed Racer.
Yeah,
I remember
the man with
the
M on the tail.
I used to watch it.
Yeah.
It was on at nighttime.
And wasn't his brother Racer X?
Yeah,
there
was M and X. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he
his
had a
brother.
M on his helmet, and his brother was jackass and was always
yeah, he was
trying to run him off the track. Yeah. But Hong Kong Phooey just turned 49 the other day.
Holy
so,
shit.
Yeah. Number
Hong
one
Kong
super Phooey. Guy. Yeah. You know, I didn't realize that only ran one season.
Really? I didn't remember that.
It only had like a few episodes, and it was like a cult following, but who in the hell doesn't remember, our generation doesn't remember Hong Kong Phooey.
I remember Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah,
and,
you,
of course, his quiet, alter ego, normal, everyday existence job.
Yeah,
and
the cat that looked like the Cheshire Cat with orange.
Yep.
Cheshire Cat would slam the cabinet. The filing cabinet, and he would come flying out of there.
Uh-huh.
He was a janitor. Remember, he was a
janitor. He was
janitor.
A janitor.
Lisa, you remember Hong Kong Phooey, the dog?
Yeah, I do. I remember not as much as I remember other stuff, though. Like
Super, Secret, Secret
you know
Squirrel?
I mean? No, I don't
remember
that.
Yeah, he was cool. You ought to, hey, we got to, I got to tag Super Secret Squirrel because you have all them super squirrels that hang on your
screen
with the
oh
magic
my God.
Toenails.
Wait, you should see what happens in the morning now. Okay, I get up, right, and I open the blinds. As soon as I open the blinds, like within a 5-minute period, here comes one up to the window, peeking in, peering in to see where I am, and then I'll tell them that I'm here, and I go get the peanuts. I go in the other room to put them outside, put them out the window, right? And they're all waiting right there, like a little lineup. Oh, it's fucking, and then they come back for lunch.
Yeah, they got their long toenails sitting in the screen.
They're sitting there with their little hands folded in front of them, like, please, please.
No, I like, one time he jumped onto the screen,
squirrels,
so it was like,
cool.
Like, spider squirrel. He just jumped on the screen. All right.
Spider squirrel.
Yep, spider squirrel. But they eat breakfast and lunch and dinner. Yep.
Yeah, and then you had Dastardly and his hound. Dog Muttley or something like that.
What was that from? That was
Dan Dastardly
and his
dog.
That was
Muttley,
the racer.
Those are the race games.
What was the name of that show?
Oh yeah, the Wacky Races.
The Wacky Races, yeah.
Yeah, and they had Penelope the redhead and all that, and that dog
And let's see, the speed buggy with the Varuma Zoom Zoom.
Oh, yeah, I love speed buggy. Speed buggy was the man. He was great.
But that we had Saturday morning cartoons.
Jabberjaws. How about
Jabberjaws?
Yep.
And Megila Gorilla. Hanna-Barbera was my world.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes.
Yep.
Josie and
Rocking
the Pussycats.
Scooby-Doo was my favorite show.
Right, Risa?
Scooby was cool.
Totally. That
right,
and Land of the Lost was my other
favorite.
Yeah,
give it up for Land of the Lost, man. It was a cool
movie. Oh, yeah, with the flea stack.
And those dinosaur movies that came on in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'd go from the cartoons to fucking dinosaur movies. Like,
and then what was it? On weekends, it was Sunday, was it? Was Son of Swanguli playing those old horror movies?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the old UHF movies.
Yeah.
Black and white, yeah. Yeah, they sound like the matinee. The Sunday matinee was Vin Gulli, yeah.
Swanguli
yeah,
was cool as crap.
It was Midwest.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard of it. I've heard of him, but not
Yeah, he was
New
great.
York.
Vin Gulli.
Yeah, like, I would have had all New York stuff.
Yeah, I'm a member of the fan club on Facebook.
Yeah, the Swanguli movies that he played, The Crypt Keeper.
Oh God,
oh, yeah.
me and my dad used to watch that. Me and my dad would get We literally wouldn't remember. We got to watch it together. I always watched it with my dad. He loved
right.
it. Tales from the Crypt. Yep.
Did you know on Messenger you can do it like a YouTube video and everybody on the Messenger in the group chat can watch it with you?
Really?
Yeah, it's like a Zoom kind of thing, but. Jessica used to do that. She would play a video, like a music video, and I'd say, well, I can't hear. And she'd say, well, you click that little thing in the corner. There's some kind of little icon. And if all three of us were on Messenger, we could all watch. And it has a little popcorn thing that comes on once you get it to work.
So grab
your popcorn and you can watch the video of whatever you're watching on YouTube together. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Really? I'm going to experiment with that and try that.
Actually, that is cool. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say we all wanted to watch something while we're just waiting on to do a show, like when we do StreamYard one of these days. And we can actually, on StreamYard, they have, like, copyright bullshit. So you really can't do it. But privately, man.
Shit.
Fuck.
Well, it's almost time. We had a great... Great
show,
just talking.
It was a fantastic show.
Yeah,
we just talked and had a good time.
That's all.
Yep.
That really matters.
And shout out to Scott. May he fly up there.
Yeah, Scott Grunwald, rest in peace. We love you, buddy.
For everyone who's listening live, for those that listen back to the show, send your prayers to his family. Whether you know the man or not, it's still a sad loss. For his family and for society.
He was just cool as shit. Yeah, he's going to be hanging out with all the cool people over there. So he's going to be just fine. You know that.
You catch us every Monday night at 8 on Live Paranormal. And if you have any trouble, I do the simulcast on fabiantrahan.com/radio every Monday night at 8. So.
Alrighty.
If you want to catch us then, and we will talk to you again soon. Please like us, like Live Paranormal, and y'all have a fantastic week. Talk to you next Monday.
Good night, everybody, and we will see you next week. Okay?
Wait, we're still on. Are we on? There we go.
Nine,
all right. Eight,
nine,
seven.
Okay.
Keep it
spooky, people.
From the
crypt.
Halloween is almost here.